Welcome to the Uncompromising Faith Podcast. Why don't you pull up a chair and make yourself comfortable? My name is Homer Less, and along with my wife, Wanda Ring, we are inviting you to join us as we explore what it means to walk by faith. Why, hello. Nice to have you back. How's your day? Mine was kind of strange. Actually, it was really bizarre. Today, when Wanda stepped out of the motel room, she looked down the little strip of sidewalk that is right in front of our door and happened to see a little bird. She came and told me about it, and I thought it was kind of odd that a little bird would be on the ground so close to the motel room. So I bent down and cupped this little bird in my hands. It sat right in between my hands. It didn't really struggle at all, which was rather unusual. And as I held the bird, it just sat there. It was quiet. I knew something had happened to the bird, but I didn't know what. Wanda and I were trying to figure out what to do with the bird, and Wanda went inside and got a little box for it, while I sat outside and just held this little creature in my hands. But as she was gone, the bird began to struggle a little bit. I looked into its eyes and something didn't seem right. I'd seen this look before. I knew it wasn't good. Pretty soon that helpless little creature struggled and arched its back, and before my eyes it passed. That wasn't the first time a bird has passed in my hands. We had four birds, and on November 20th, 2011, somehow our little conure, our most vivacious of our four birds, got outside of the house and was injured. I don't know how, but when I picked up her little body off the ground, I knew something was wrong. And she too passed in my hands. So I've had two little birds die in my hands. And I don't know about you, but having life in your hands that passes while it's in your hand, it is a very difficult thing to bear. And as I thought about these two incidences, I was thinking about how nothing escapes our Father's eye. He knows every hair on our heads. He knew every feather on that bird's body. And somehow he brought it to our door so that we might, in its last few moments of life, cradle it with love, pray for it. I don't know how you're doing, but today has been a little more difficult because of this. When I held that little bird in my hands today, and felt its life and its warmth, I felt like that little bird in my Father's hands. We know what it's like to be helpless and alone and suffering, and to know our God is caring for us with his arms wrapped around us. If you could only understand and accept that you are in his hands, no harm will come to you. No danger will take you from his hand. There's nothing that can separate you from his love. Nothing. When I held that little bird in my hands today, I felt life. And I was able to cherish it. God is holding you. God has you perfectly in his hands. And doesn't matter what is coming at you. It doesn't matter what you've given up. It doesn't matter what you've endured. Nothing can separate you from God's love. I can tell you many things could have happened to that bird, but I knew that it was, as long as it was in my hands, it was safe. Now, I don't know what happened to this bird that brought it to its state, of being outside our door. But I believe God brought it to our door. I believe God brought this little bird to our door because he wanted to give me a message to give to you. That is, no matter where you find yourself today, no matter what difficulties you find yourself in, no matter what loss you've incurred, you are in the Father's hand. And in the Father's hand, you are safe. There were many times Satan tried to rip us out of the Father's hand. There was many times when the enemy used all sorts of manipulation to try and take us out of God's hand. He tried to use violence to take us out of God's hand. He tried to use witchcraft to take us out of God's hand. He tried everything he could to take us out of the Lord's hands. And you know what? It was unsuccessful. It will always be unsuccessful. Because there is nothing Satan can do to take you out of the Father's hand. Period. In the Father's hand, you are safe. You can take yourself out of the Father's hand if you so choose. It is quite possible for you to use your free will and say, no, I will no longer trust in you, God. I will trust in myself to provide. And then you will be your own God. And you will have to provide for yourself, and you will no longer be safe, and you will be just like the world. Or you can choose to rest in the hands of God, and he will take care of you. My hands are weak and frail because they are human hands, but God's hands are not like that. God's hands are a sure foundation. God's hands are safe, a bulwark, a bastion from anything that Satan would throw at us. In God's hands, you can rest secure and not be shaken by the storms that buffet the world. Right now, look around you. Look around on the television. Look around on social media. People are being buffeted and shaken. They're in fear. They're moving like the wind all over the place. And every day, stories are coming out and going this way and that way. Where is the sure foundation? It's in God's hands. It is for those that are in God's hands. Well, let me tell you one thing that I know for a fact. When you place your faith in Jesus and place yourself in his hands to care for you and protect you, you are safe and no harm can come to you. God's hands are stretched out for you today. He's inviting you to put your trust in him. He's inviting you to put your whole being into his hands. I'm not talking about salvation, my friends. I'm talking about faith. When we come to Christ, we accept him as our Savior, but we have to grow into that faith, that trust in him. Making a decision to accept him as Savior is just one step on a very long journey. Learning to place ourselves into his hands takes time. But God is not man. In his hands is security. I'm inviting you to put your trust and faith in God. What I'm speaking to you as is someone who has been put through the fire. And I can testify that you are safe when you're in God's hands. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us on this Uncompromising Faith podcast. We hope you have been encouraged in your walk of faith and want to learn more. We can be found at www.uncompromisingfaith.ca. where you can read more of what you just heard here, download our book, and connect with others that share in your passion for Jesus. May God bless you richly.